Our scripture reading for this morning is taken from St. Paul's inspired words to the Romans in the 10th chapter, beginning with verse 8. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. My 22-year-old translator was not from the church. She was paid to come and translate my English into Ukrainian. I was teaching in a Ukrainian vacation Bible school classroom to about 20 children, little children. The night before, I had taken a little box and gift wrapped it and put a ribbon on it, so I'd have an image of a gift in front of me. And I was making the point to these little children that God, because of what Jesus has done, just gives us heaven as a present, as a gift. And my translator had been tracking with me pretty well for the first part of the lesson. And as soon as I got to that sentence where I said, God just gives us heaven like a present, like a gift because of Jesus, she didn't want to say that. And I turned and looked to her, and she looked at me, and she put her hand up and whispered to me, a gift? Are you sure that's what you want to say? And I said, yes, you tell them. So she did. And afterward, I asked the pastor who was there, a Ukrainian man, to take out his Ukrainian Bible and to show her Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not by works that no one can boast. And you could almost see the light bulb going on in her head when she saw that passage. It was interesting that despite wearing a cross around her neck every day that she'd been there to translate, she never knew that very basic, simple truth of how we get to heaven. Just think how simple the gospel is. What a simple nature it has to it, this doctrine of the salvation by grace. Paul says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's it. Man, that's just so simple. How amazing to think that our connection to heaven, to singing with the angels we just sang about, our connection of someday being there at our Lord's side, our connection to all of that hinges on words. Hinges on language by which God comes and addresses us. The very magnet that God uses to draw us to himself is just the words about Jesus, the words of the gospel and that wonderful good news. Everything depends on those words. Those words that God, like a magnet, has charged with his goodness and his grace and his saving power. The word of the gospel itself contains the only charge or power from heaven that can draw sinners ultimately through the clouds into heaven. And it's the only power, the only charge, those words contain the only charge that can create the very faith that they request of us. St. Paul says about the gospel, it is the power of God unto salvation to all who believe. It's not just a bunch of information about God and what he's done for us. It is the power of God that draws us. Jesus said to his disciples, the words that I give you, they are spirit and they are life. Years ago, when my father was in seminary, the dogmatics or doctrine teacher, he said this statement so often over and over to his students, and it must be true, I've heard a number of them quote it. The gospel is not only the invitation, but the transportation. It's not only the thing that invites us to Christ, it's the only thing that can bring us to Christ. There is an efficacious power of the Holy Spirit that God puts into and attaches to these wonderful words and truths about our Savior. And when that word is then proclaimed in this sinful world, it convicts the heart of sin. It causes us to despair of our own goodness before God, that all of us, if we're honest with ourselves and in light of the Word of God, realize we could never have heaven by how good we are. But that same powerful Word of God delivers that precious truth that through the work of Christ, God has atoned for every one of your sins, paid for them entirely, cleanses you by His grace, and now through faith connects you to the one holy record, the only holy record by which you can someday see those angels. And that is the righteousness of Christ. And so when the gospel comes to us with what we call this evangelical command, it tells us, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. It brings with it the very power that makes that believing possible. The magnet of the gospel brings the very charge and the power in it that can attract the dead metal of our souls, things that by themselves would have no life. Now, this wonderful truth of Christ and this precious teaching needs to be confessed to the world. God does an amazing thing, Paul is saying. When faith has been created in the heart to cause us to love Christ and to cling to Him, it produces a natural response of magnetizing others through our mouths. The first note that I wrote in my seminary notebook was this. It was in a symbolics class. Old President B.W. Tigan, who had been the president of this college at one time. And the first note that I wrote was this. If you believe, you must confess. If you believe in Christ, you must confess Him in some way, in some shape, and in some form. And this is God's method of bringing others to heaven. Through the confession of the members of Christ's church, God has devised no other method. He's decided not to use the angels to do this, or the animal kingdom, or powers of nature, but people who themselves have been convicted of their own sin and come to realize how precious and wonderful the work of Christ is for them, that's who He's decided to use, and no other means. The magnet begins to attract bits of metal to itself, and those bits of metal get so charged that they begin to attract other bits of metal. That's how it is with the gospel. The saving power of the gospel goes into our hearts, causes us to love this Savior and to realize that it's His resurrection that is ultimately going to take us to heaven. And that wonderful charge of spiritual life in us is the very charge that then goes through us. And you can see this throughout the scriptures. The night of our Lord's birth, the shepherds were told, made known abroad the saying that was told them concerning this child. It just had to come out of them. The woman at the well went back into town and said, come and see, you got to meet this guy. We're told by John, many Samaritans believe because of the word of the woman. If you believe, you must confess. Years ago, I was working with a young couple that had been brought up in a church where they had been taught, you've got to be good to get to heaven. And they were always terrified whether or not they'd make it to heaven, because they knew, just like you and me, if it's based on us in any way, we have no hope of heaven. But then they came through classes to come and see the gospel and how precious it is, that very same truth. It is a gift of God through the work of Christ. And they both came up to me afterwards and they said, can you help us talk to our relatives? Because our whole family doesn't have a clue about this. The gospel and the power of the gospel not only grabs our hearts, but through us wants to grab other hearts as well. And the confession that you make in your life about Christ, in whatever way that's done, whether it's sung here next week in the beautiful Christmas at Bethany services, if it's when you stand and make public confession of your faith, if it's in emails, if it's in conversations in the dormitory, the confession that you make about Christ is not only for your benefit or for the benefit of other members of the church, but it's also for the benefit of the unbelieving world. The Lord of heaven has graciously captured sinful people like us, draws us to himself, cleanses us with the righteousness of Christ, gives us heavenly names and a heavenly purpose and a heavenly future, and of all things, decides to use us to draw others with the same beautiful magnet of his love. May God preserve us in this simple and powerful faith. Amen. Please rise. And we pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, send forth your Son, we pray, that he may lead home his bride, the church, that we, with all your saints, may enter into your eternal kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.